Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, now you know how much I like rock and roll, and this is a little. It's supposed to be Christmas music. I think it is. And it's from Trans-Siberian Orchestra, not to be confused with Trans-Siberian Railroad. We're working on the holiday music here, folks. But Kevin, good job. Thanks for that. I want to. Here's a thought that I've talked about for a long time, and it's all about, you know, about me being a Scrooge. Some people say I'm a Scrooge, and they might be right. But I'd like to enter three pieces of evidence in my defense. First, the early part of my career I spent in retail. You've heard me talk about that before. Retail is tough in the holiday spirit. And I've determined that there's a syndrome for everything else, but there isn't one for retail. Especially not for retail survivors like me. Perhaps you're one too. And I call this syndrome the post-traumatic holiday shock syndrome, PTHSS. You know, you got all the other syndromes, right? This is PTHSS, post-traumatic holiday shock syndrome. So that I have that, and that's one of the reasons why some people think I'm a Scrooge. Number two, since I don't wait until the holidays to give someone a gift, I just don't get all worked up about the holiday giving. Not that people mind, especially the ladies, mind getting stuff all year, right? It's just that they want me to get all giddy about giving at Christmas time. Giddy? Bah, humbug. Number three. As an avowed and devout contrarian, it would be antithetical to me for me to feel obligated to do what everyone else is doing. Think about it. If you're a contrarian, that's not what you do. And if there's one thing that has become part and parcel of the holiday season, it's obligation. For example, if someone gives my significant other and me a last-minute gift before Christmas, other feels obligated to reciprocate. I don't. I'll do something nice for them in March. After the Christmas, this is the second example of obligation. After the Christmas cards have been sent, if an incoming card is received from someone not on your list, do you rush out to get a card out to them? Not me. Maybe next year. In the world according to Blasingame, giving should be voluntary, not obligatory. To a Scrooge, remember this, folks, to a Scrooge, not reciprocating is actually endearing. It's not that I don't like the holidays. As a Christian, as you know, this is an important time in my faith life. As a capitalist, the importance of holiday spending to our economy is not lost on me. But I just don't care for what we self-absorbed humans have wrought on the holiday season. And if that makes me a Scrooge, guilty as charged. On behalf of my misunderstood brethren, and I heard that there is actually one female Scrooge once, and sisterin, let me clear up a few things. Number one, Scrooges are lovable, huggable, and yes, sometimes even cute. Number two, it's a myth that all Scrooges are skinflints. Some are actually quite generous, but their generosity isn't obsessive and doesn't come with giggles. Number three, Scrooges can be quite caring and compassionate without saying, bless their hearts, over and over again. As proof, to influence my acquittal, I offer two challenges into evidence, one for me and one for us. Number one, I challenge myself to be more receptive to and tolerant of the silly parts of the holiday season and those who perpetuate the silliness. But please, be patient. The mill of a Scrooge grinds slowly. Number two, this is the challenge for us. I challenge us to be more generous, more loving, more thankful, and more spiritual all year long, not just during the holidays. Imagine what would happen if we all practiced peace on earth, goodwill toward everyone, every day. It might sound like something like this. Let's help those people right now. Yes? Yes, I know it's the middle of July, but let's help them right now anyway. Peace to you and yours, my friends. Shalom. Salam. Que la paz esté con ustedes. And that's my best shot at Spanish, wishing you peace to you and yours. As I wrap up this segment, it's still not too late to do what I'm going to ask you to do, what I'm going to recommend that you do. I don't want to presume that you haven't already done it. You probably have, especially if you're a small business owner, because I know how you are. But it's still not too late. Remember, it's Christmas Eve. Find a family, just one family, that needs help and help them. Next year, before you spend one nickel on anybody in your family for Christmas, find a family that needs help and set about helping them. Find a child who won't have breakfast in the morning. Find a child that needs a coat. Find a child that needs heat. Find a child that needs a doll or a truck or a book. Find those people first, and then have Christmas with your family. It'll be the best Christmas of your life. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back after these messages. Merry Christmas, everybody. And blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.